I'm Brian Russo, and welcome back to Coastal Connection, where in this segment, we'll be talking trash. And to do so, we have to go back in time just a bit to 2009. That's when the town of Ocean City decided to stop sending its waste to the Worcester County landfill, and instead have it trucked to a waste-to-energy incineration facility in Philadelphia. At that time, the decision was billed as a belt-tightening measure, a responsible move designed to help the town cut its expenses. But the change has not been without its critics. Worcester County officials say they're now spilling red ink, trying to run their landfill without the trash and, of course, the revenue that they used to receive from Ocean City. And environmentalists are upset that the resort is sending away stuff that used to be recycled. But as Stephen Brown, Ocean City's solid waste manager, and Hal Adkins, Ocean City's public works director, explains, this move was about money in a time when the resort was trying to cut costs anywhere it could. Hal Adkins takes us back.
Well, I mean, 2009, 2008, you know, recession, budget crunch. We were thinking out of the box any way, any shape we could to look differently at how we were doing things, you know, both manpower and equipment. And one of the things that came to the forefront was the overall cost of solid waste management, the overall cost of landfilling. And we reached out to and had discussions with a facility that, you know, waste of energy as an alternative to landfilling. Their tipping fee, which is the fee you pay to dispose of the trash per ton, was far more attractive than what we were having to pay locally in Worcester County at the time. And you couple the fact that we were also in the business of owning the walking floor tractor trailers, and all of the employees that were associated with driving those trailers, the maintenance on those trailers, you know, to and fro to the landfill, round trip of 54 miles. And, you know, for lack of a better word, it became a no-brainer for us to repurpose it and send it to a waste energy facility.
It was widely talked about back in 2009 how much of a savings making this move was going to be to the town, somewhere to the tune of almost $1 million. Let's quantify a little bit the amount of trash that we're talking about. Obviously, Ocean City is one of the, it is by far here in this region, the largest creator of waste, and obviously has the biggest job in front of it to dispose of that waste and to properly manage that waste. Let's talk a little bit about the numbers and just how that savings of almost $1 million broke down when this decision was made.
In 2009, we generated 29,270 tons of municipal solid waste, and then 2010, 32,000 tons of municipal solid waste. Based on the price, the waste energy was offering compared to the price of the landfill, it was a significant savings.
We saved the first year about $1 million, and at a later date when we also changed the manner in which we were doing what some would title traditional recycling, we're looking at an annual savings of about $1.5 million over what we were doing at the time. Now, you know, I don't know what the county's current tipping fee is. I think it's probably in the range of 70 some dollars per ton. I don't need to know it because I'm not sending them municipal solid waste, but we're currently paying about $57 a ton in round figures. And again, I emphasize, we're not doing any of the trucking anymore. We don't have the equipment, the maintenance, nor the personnel costs that went along with that.
Outline how the process is different from waste disposal and waste management here in Ocean City now that this change has been made. What has the last 5 years looked like as far as the trash that comes in? Obviously, Ocean City's picking it up, but when it leaves the region, tell me how that looks and how often that's happening.
Well, keep in mind, we still own a fleet of collection vehicles. We still collect every bit of municipal waste on this island, whether it's commercial or residential, whether it's a front-end can, whether it's a large compactor at one of the larger restaurants. None of that's changed. We still collect that with our blue fleet of trucks that you see riding up and down the highway. And it all comes to the same central location here at 65th Street at a transfer station. It still gets dumped on the same tipping floor inside a building and still gets loaded into trailers. The reality of it is they're not our trailers anymore. So once we load those trailers through the contract that we have, those, you know, again, I like to, you know, lack of a better word, disappear in the middle of the night. And additional empty trailers come. Now, it's not once or twice a day. It's not once or twice a week. During our peak days in July and August, we're running 14, 15 trailers out of this place a day. So logistically, it's the trailer issue that's changed. Who's taking it to its final destination? So though we've shed the responsibility and the headaches of our own fleet of trucks and the personnel went along with it, I will be honest with you that we've picked up a slight headache when dealing with a trucking company, because logistics, they get caught in traffic. They get caught in a line at the waste energy facility waiting their turn. They don't always get the trailers back here when we need to. Sometimes we might have to work an hour or two or overtime. Very manageable, but it's not all simple.
You know, when the decision happened, I remember, you know, one headline saying, city saves $1 million, changes its waste management strategy. Another headline, and a much more cynical headline, says, city, you know, scraps recycling program, burning trash from here on out. But let's talk for a minute about the criticism that the city received when it scrapped the recycling program. Obviously, it took many years to get people on board with the idea of why recycling is important. Then all of a sudden, there was a big 180 and a change. How did the city respond to that criticism? And is that criticism still something that exists today when it comes to the recycling program no longer being here in Ocean City?
There's still a certain amount of criticism. You know, as you well know, we are a seasonal environment. So each summer we'll get a new group of individuals that will question, where are the drop-off centers? Where are the barrels that are out on the beach? Maybe they haven't visited here in a number of years. When you consider that this resort entertains up to 4 million people in a given year, I can accurately say through my email or my phone, I may receive 4 or 5 inquiries in a given summer out of the 4 million people. What I've tried to explain to all of them is, if you look at what most people would call the traditional means of recycling, curbside, separation at your house, bottles to bottles, aluminum to aluminum, cardboard to cardboard, yes, we did in fact abandon that. We still do some levels of recycling. We still do collect and process bulk goods, refrigerators, washers, dryers. We don't do cans to cans, bottles to bottles, and things of that sort. But what you need to understand the waste energy concept in the first place. Some people will say it's nothing other than incineration spewing chemicals into the atmosphere. Well, I will disagree with you, because the EPA of the United States will not allow that to occur. In lieu of using virgin materials, where you might see a picture of the earth being raped in Western Virginia and they're digging for coal to power these facilities, they're taking municipal solid waste that would otherwise be landfilled, and they're repurposing it as a fuel source to create electricity. They're burning the trash. The trash is a heat load that then converts water to steam. The steam then runs a series of turbines generating electricity. It's a pretty simple process if you present it that way. So, sum it up. You want to put your solid waste in the earth? Or would you rather use it as an alternative from digging up the earth? That's the way I look at it. And for someone to criticize our decision, I can understand it and I can appreciate it. But I would ask them to go back to their individual municipalities. I would ask them to take the conversation of recycling and set it off to the side for a moment and ask their local officials, where's your landfill? What percentage of your overall trash stream goes in the landfill? The typical answer that you're going to get is anywhere between 70 to 85% going into a landfill. That's sad.
But while Ocean City's decision to incinerate its solid waste helped its bottom line, the decision had an impact on the bottom line at Worcester County's landfill in Newark, Maryland. Phil Thompson is the finance officer for Worcester County, and John Tustin is the county's director of public works. They told me about the domino effect of Ocean City's 2009 decision.
Back in the late 1980s, the county commissioners were in a situation where they needed to find property for a new centralized landfill. They did so in about 1989. We went through the permitting process, opened up a 725-acre site north of Snow Hill, south of Newark, east of 113. On that 725-acre site, we had permitted through the Maryland Department of the Environment 8 solid waste municipal landfill cells. Gave us about a 40-year lifespan, anticipating Ocean City's continued use of the facility over the timeline. Each cell would last about 5 years, would hold about 500,000 tons of trash. We went through the operation. We built cell 1 in 1992. Cell 2 came up in 1997. Cell 3 in 2002 or so. So we were on that pace of every 5 to 7 years. Back in 2009, the town of Ocean City made a decision to no longer bring their solid waste to us. We now have life landfill expectancies of about 10 years per landfill cell. Of course, that has helped us as far as planning goes, our cash flow in the long term, but in the short term, it did affect the day-to-day operations greatly. We were forced to downsize a bit our landfill, our personnel, but at the same time, when waste is coming into the facility, no matter how much it is, the state regulations require us to have operators on site to cover the trash as it comes in daily. So from a personnel and from a daily operational standpoint, it really hadn't affected us too much.
Phil, I want to turn to you for a second, because Ocean City, obviously, in the summertime is this big behemoth engine that sort of drives this region, both from an economic standpoint, but also from a waste standpoint. The amount of waste that's created in Ocean City on a given summer week is probably, you know, could rival the amount of waste created in the town of Berlin maybe on an off-season month, and that's just a sort of a guesstimation. But talk about, from a numbers perspective and financially speaking, how much Ocean City's decision impacted the county.
Essentially, the town of Ocean City was bringing approximately a third of the volume of solid waste material into this facility annually that we received. It was a major factor with regard to the planning side of our operation, more so than the financial side. We can certainly adapt to a reduction in revenue, but when you have landfill cells designed around a 5 to 7 year estimated life, and suddenly now that goes out to 7 to 9 years, it affects the operations, it affects any potential debt that may be incurred, right down to the actual manpower required to process and handle the material. So, I mean, it did have a significant impact on the county and how we actually handle solid waste.
In recent months, there's been a conversation amongst the county commissioners about what to do about sort of this deficit. I mean, the number's been thrown around almost $1 million. There's been quotes from commissioners in newspapers saying, you know, if we're really going to fix this budget shortfall, we're going to have to maybe raise taxes. Let's try and quantify just where that is and sort of decipher between the fact of this situation and the worry and the concern of this situation.
Well, as Mr. Tustin pointed out, the facility opened almost 25 years ago, back in 1990. About 5 years after that, the commissioners then made the decision in 96 to create an enterprise fund, which essentially, within a government, is a self-supporting fund operated very much like a private business enterprise. It's not all about cash flow, which typically in government is the key accounting mechanism. It is more like a private business whereby you actually capitalize assets and depreciate them over estimated lives and such. With regard to that, all of the fees and the revenue that are generated by this facility actually stay within that fund. There are no county tax dollars being used to fund the Worcester County landfill. With that mindset, we have looked at the various facets of the operation at the landfill facility, including the actual solid waste operation, which involves the commercial haulers as well as the towns bringing municipal solid waste to our facility, as well as homeowner solid waste. We also have homeowner transfer or convenience stations throughout the county, as well as a recycling operation here. We certainly strive and make every effort to set the fees so that they can fully fund those operations. The one issue that we've run into recently is we've had a very successful homeowner convenience station program. However, the cost of hauling material from those convenience stations to the central landfill has increased dramatically in the last 5 years. Certainly, you know, the Ocean City chain of events that occurred there did not help our situation, but the cost of fuel and just the cost of transporting the material also has been a major factor in that we're trying to catch up with regard to the fees we're setting for those services.
But this issue isn't just about money. There are environmental impacts and concerns as well. Kathy Phillips is the Assateague Coast Keeper and the Executive Director of the Assateague Coastal Trust. She believes there needs to be a very real conversation about the future of waste management in our region.
Well, I don't think incinerating Ocean City's trash is the best way to go about handling Ocean City's trash. And I think there definitely needs to be a broader discussion about that. But for the county landfill, yes, it does give them the opportunity to not be building out as quickly as they were going to. There's still a lot of recyclable trash that comes just in through trash pickup that is not finding its way through the recycling center and is unfortunately ending up in the landfill. So I think a broader discussion within the community to encourage more use, even though, yes, you have to drive out to there. It's not as easy as curbside. I wish that more people would take advantage of that and use those recycling bins properly. They're not for dropping off deer carcasses and sofas and things like that, which I was pretty amazed to hear what they have found in those bins out there at Walmart. But that's another story. One of the things that has impressed me about the efforts that the county is making to control the growth of the landfill down there is that they're actually mining the very first cell of the landfill and pulling the recyclables, the plastics, the glass, back out of that. And so I think that's incredibly resourceful and glad to see it. But what I'd love to see the county move forward on is now not just the separation of these recyclables and the baling of them and then either selling them or transporting them off to some other place outside of the county or even off the Eastern Shore to be used and upcycled. I'd like to see a broader discussion of how can we attract those kind of businesses down here, and instead of all of the Eastern Shore sending its recyclables to, you know, the other side of the bay or Virginia or Pennsylvania, wherever it's going to, how can we attract those businesses down to here and just really ramp up our efforts to recycle and upcycle, because there are local economies that can be created through the trash that we generate. And that is the future of trash.
Hal Adkins believes the future will be very interesting in our region when it comes to municipalities managing their waste. He hints that there are a few in close proximity to Worcester County that are flat out running out of space to put their trash. And he believes that waste-to-energy contracts like the one Ocean City has may become a wave of the future. But environmentalists like Kathy Phillips are quick to point out one interesting bit of information. See, in 1986, there were more than 7,600 dumps in the United States. But by 2009, there were only 1,908, meaning the 75% drop in the number of landfills means that there are now fewer, larger, mega landfills, if you will, acting as the final destination for our nation's trash. But environmentalists say this creates a new problem. If trash is traveling farther from your curbside to the landfill or the incinerator, these longer trips are creating more greenhouse gas emissions. And while proponents say incinerators are a good strategy because they're much more cost-efficient than landfilling and they create energy that goes back to the grid, the concern is that these increased miles we travel to dispose of our waste is adding to an already concerning level of CO2 in our atmosphere. Waste management is often a messy and complex conundrum for municipalities. See, trash doesn't just go away once you throw it out. And finding the best place for it to go should be everyone's concern. I'm Brian Russo, and you're listening to Coastal Connection. We'll be right back.